Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said at the Global Investment Summit that £29.5 billion of international investment had already been secured, that he said will create thousands of new jobs and are a huge vote of confidence in the future of the UK economy. Over 200 business leaders and execs are reported to be attending the summit. Multi-billion pound investments have come from Nissan, Australian infrastructure investor IFM, and the Spanish owner of Scottish Power, Iberdrola. However, Labour said that the Conservative Party's growth and investment policies over the last 13 years in government have been a total failure. Labour's Shadow Trade and Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds said that there had been a complete lack of stability, consistency and ambition, which has turned potential investors away from Britain. The government recently cancelled the northern leg of the UK's largest infrastructure project, HS2, and has been forced to increase energy payments to tempt investment in offshore wind farms after failing to attract bids. Simon Gaitan, London.